The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 20th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A highly anticipated U.S. Supreme Court decision over an abortion medication has been delayed until Friday. The court said it needs more time to decide if it will uphold a Texas judge's ruling to ban the medication nationwide. Mara Grandal Power is with the National Women's Law Center and cites polls that show more than 60% of U.S. adults believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases.
At the end of the day, folks who are trying to restrict access are not taking actions that the people want.
Since it was approved in 2000, more than 5 million women have since used the drug in combination with the second pill to end their pregnancies. Dairy processors and farmers throughout Maine are eligible for grants to help them improve their operations. That is part of a growing movement to keep locally produced milk in local communities.
The Northeast Dairy Business Innovation Center is offering $12 million in expansion grants to help farmers purchase new equipment, train employees, or market their dairy products. Jamie Battershall of the Maine Dairy and Nutrition Council says it's always been important to Mainers to support their dairy producers.
It's benefiting all of us to keep that milk local and to keep the local farms going.
Larger processors can submit pre-applications for grants by May 11th, while the application window for smaller dairy farms runs through August. There are roughly 176 dairy farms scattered throughout 15 counties in Maine, generating more than $900 million in economic activity. The American Rescue Act allocated $4 billion to bring food prices down, as well as make the American food system more resilient. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
The new Level Up report shows a steady decrease in enrollment and completion rates among black students nationally. Our Danielle Smith reports, across all sectors, roughly 600,000 black learners have disappeared from American higher education.
Dr. Cassie Tavern is Dean of Student Support Services at South Arkansas College in El Dorado. She says its enrollment has dropped 2 to 4% since the pandemic. She points out that some students face barriers that prevent them from completing community college. She says some of their students are non-traditional, work more than one job, have family obligations, and are caregivers. She adds the rising cost of education is also a factor for students.
We have not increased our tuition for a good 5 years or more because we understand our student population. But even with that, most of the funding for college period is for freshmen, is for first-year students.
This is Public News Service. CNBC reports this week Fox settled the defamation lawsuit brought against it by Dominion Voting Systems, but still faces another similar case. They note Smartmatic USA has a $2.7 billion defamation case against Fox. It started in 2021. The pace of Smartmatic's case has been slower than Dominion's and is considered about a year behind. And during Earth Week, several projects in New York to boost energy efficiency have been completed.
These projects, which consist of wind, solar, and hydroelectric developments, will provide clean electricity to more than 150,000 homes across the state. But these are just a few of the numerous projects helping New York reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 70% by 2030. Ann Reynolds with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York describes what lies ahead for the state's climate future.
More and more New Yorkers will be seeing solar projects and wind projects under construction. There's only one offshore wind project under construction now, but there's five others that have contracts, so New Yorkers are going to start to see or hear about offshore wind construction.
Along with this, she adds electrifying buildings through heat pumps and electrifying transportation need to be done as well. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the transportation sector accounted for the majority of greenhouse gas emissions in 2020. Light-duty vehicles made up more than half of all emissions in 2020. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
One of the current transmission line projects will connect the proposed 924-megawatt offshore Sunrise wind farm. Finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know that this is Monarch Week. Environmental advocates are calling attention to the plight of the monarch butterfly.
Monarchs are considered essential pollinators, contributing to the cultivation of many fruits and vegetables, but their lifespan is short, with 4 generations spawned in the course of a year. Those that hatch in late summer and early autumn migrate up to 3,000 miles from as far north as eastern Canada to spend winter in central Mexico. Maryland is home to a portion of eastern monarchs in spring and summer. Over the last 25 years, critical milkweed habitats have been reduced, which has led to a corresponding reduction in the eastern monarch butterfly population. This time of year, monarchs migrate north to lay their eggs on milkweed plants on which their offspring will feed during their caterpillar stage. Jim McCann is the state zoologist with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He says restoring milkweed is essential to helping the monarch population.
It's a pretty widely adaptable native plant. We have, I think, 12 species of native milkweed that have been documented in Maryland.
People in suburban and rural settings can help by planting milkweed even in a small area.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.